I felt very, very included in primary school. I had a support worker who was a teaching assistant, so she provided a lot of my support as well as giving some general support to the class itself. Because obviously, when I had everything in place and all my access needs were met, I didn't really need somebody constantly helping me. So I could do a lot of work on my own. So I didn't really need somebody to be with me throughout the whole day. They had a school psychologist who came in to just, you know, to assess me in class. And he said, he sat in on one of the classes and in a report, when he had a meeting with my parents and the teachers, he said that if there's one way you could demonstrate inclusion, it was in that classroom. Because he said he was very included. He sat on the same table with friends as anyone else would. But he said what he really noticed was, and probably what I didn't notice, which is why it's a good thing, was that he said, you know, if Miro needed to reach something across the table, you know, he'd see my hand trying to crawl towards a pen or whatever it was, and the other kid at the other end of the table, without even thinking about it or making a big deal about it, he just slide it towards me. Or, you know, things about when I need to put my hand up in class, I'd try, you know, I'd get my hand on my jumper and start pulling up towards my cheek to lift it up. And, you know, a kid would be writing away next to me and he'd just lift my hand up for me and hold it until the teacher said anything. And it wasn't as if they, you know, asked me, or not asked me, but it wasn't as if they made a deal about it. They just recognized that I needed that little bit of extra support. And rather than asking for the teaching assistant to come over or anything else, they just did it. And I felt totally, totally included, really, and that was just brilliant. So it was. I remember probably about year six. I would never be able to lift the milk or put the straw in the milk to lift it to my mouth. And you know, going back to the thing about not making a big deal about it. If the teaching assistant was on the other side of the room doing something else, whoever kid was next to me, even if it was friends or wasn't friends with them, as soon as I get my milk, you know, they'd look at me and I'd just say yes, please. And then they get the straw and they put it in themselves and they just hold their milk and hold mine next to my mouth for me as we're drinking theirs. It was just a lovely experience, really.